Hi, this is Ella. So I created this file to experiment with a common hypnokink fantasy or trope or just a thing that shows up on MC stories sometimes. The innocent-seeming hypnotherapy file that is secretly dastardly. Now, of course, I'm warning you ahead of time, so it's not that dastardly. I'm dastardly, not unethical. And if you'd like, when you listen to this file in the future, you can feel free to skip past this part. I just mostly wanted to have a warning here up front, just in case this got reposted without written warnings. So for this file, you'll need a paper or something to write on, and then something to write with. Maybe also something to bear down on, like a book. For those of you guys who have not experienced this, I assure you that you can open your eyes and move around and ride in trance when you need to. Trust me on this one, think about your stage hypnosis shows. So please keep those tools nearby. If you'd like, you can go ahead and pause the recording to gather those, and I can wait. Okay, so I'm assuming you've gathered those things. So what we're going to do first is take a quick snapshot of how your mind is right now. What you believe, who you are, what you think, just something to reference for later. It can be like a Polaroid or a photo that you take on your phone or maybe an MRI if you're more inclined, whatever kind of photo you want to take. But you can take that in 3, 2, 1, now. Good. Okay. So we have a kind of preserved image of what your mind is like right now. We're going to put that somewhere in the back of your head so we can reference it and use it to reset at the end of the file. It's not going to be affected by anything else that happens here. We're just going to put that somewhere where it's safe and where we can reference it again. Good. All right. So we're going to go ahead and start the file in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Hypnotic Trance. So I don't know what led you to this file. Maybe you've listened to lots of hypnotherapy files. Maybe you found it online or through a download or even sent by a kind friend. Maybe it just appeared on your computer one day. Regardless, you can know that this file is for stress management. And it's so important for you to take this time to unwind and let go of stress. And there's probably a part of you that's anxious or curious about what's in this file, and that's okay too. I know that part can listen calmly and curiously and just help you pay attention to all of the effects that you're about to experience. So knowing that, you can go ahead and get into a comfortable position with your paper and writing utensil nearby and just close your eyes and relax. Prepare yourself for this experience. Maybe breathe in and out. Good. Keep breathing. And today we're just going to do a session designed to help you relax and unwind from the stresses of daily life. And you can trust that I'm professional. And in this role, I'm just here to guide you into a nice, blissful state where you can ease off of all of that tension. And you can just trust me to follow along with everything that I say. It's not important that you understand everything. It's not important to follow everything that happens. Even if your mind wanders, there's a part of you that's just following along. And so for those of you who are unfamiliar with hypnosis, know that it's just a simple way to let your body and mind relax and rest and to help your mind open to new ideas and new learnings, new ways of being. It's a process that combines techniques both highly scientific and somewhat intuitive.
and knowing that every part of this file was designed to bring you comfort can just help you sink in to a more and more peaceful state. For example, you may begin to notice that this music in the background is already working to harmonize your mind to mine and my voice so that we're in sync. And when we're in sync, when we're connected like this, it's amazing how you can begin to feel and reflect my positive intentions toward you. It's almost like your mind's a mirror, responding and reflecting to the peace that I want you to feel. And that calm and that part of you that's in sinking just starts to help you out, even as your breathing evens out. And you can pay attention to that for a bit, your nice easy breaths. Going inside, noticing or reflecting my voice. And you can know that I want you to feel nicely relaxed, so you just let go of those muscles, just easing off of the tension, helping them calm. And maybe a part of you already knows how this is meant to feel. A deep, wise part. And that's aiding in your comfort, maybe helping you tense and relax anything that could use more comfort and calm. Maybe you feel like you're getting heavier or lighter. Maybe your body is heavy and loose, while your mind just floats higher and further away. Maybe your muscles are light and floaty, while your mind just sinks. Whatever you're experiencing is fine. You don't even have to have a body to focus on my voice, just letting it shine into your mind. Shining through all the darkness there and clearing out all the cobwebs like a prism of light. Knowing you have nothing to do, nowhere to go, and nothing to worry about in this moment, you can just relax, letting everything go. You know, sometimes we have stress because our mind likes to analyze every little thought and detail. Our brains can be so busy buzzing around from place to place, and you and I know that takes you away from the present, and the present is a gift. And you can just be present here with me and now, focusing on the now, letting yourself feel and enjoy and be in letting go of anything else. Knowing that there's a little part of this music that's designed just to quiet that busy, critical part of your mind and free your creative inner self. That wise inner self that can learn so quickly. And you don't have to do anything at all to make that happen. That shift happens with or without your notice as you relax now and let go, letting the relaxation be your teacher, something to follow, something to make you wise. And you know that in your life, you've had many opportunities to learn and gain wisdom. And life sends us teachers in many forms. And since peace is often perceived as more of a feminine energy, I wonder if you can think about one of the female teachers or mentors that you've had. Maybe someone maternal. Someone trustworthy. If no one's coming immediately to mind, maybe think of someone from your life when you were very young. Or maybe even a book character or a TV show character who symbolizes this wise, peaceful energy. And take a moment to really feel the presence of this person with you. Really vividly picture them. Not just how they look, but how they make you feel. And if you can't quite bring up the entire image in your mind, that's fine too. Just notice how good it feels to be thinking about this person. And go ahead and have that image ready. But for a moment, I want you to just imagine all of your thoughts in your mind. Not the way they are right now, but the way they sometimes are when you're tense or nervous. Maybe imagining them as little dark puffs of smoke just swirling around in your mind. Maybe sometimes they go so fast that you don't quite know what they are. They're just there, swirling around, clouding things up, making things darker, swirling around. And we spend so much time thinking and thinking and trying to solve our problems, and they just swirl around and around, and instead we can just access a larger wisdom. We may even feel some of that stress as we're trying to solve things, and you might even be feeling some of that stress right now as you're thinking about that dark swirl going around and around and around. And if you do, that's okay. We're going to make that better. So as you let that stress swirl, I want you to imagine that protective mentor figure cupping and then opening her hands, almost like she is about to hold something precious right there in the palms of her hands, and she's right there with you to help you. And as she positions those hands in that open way, you can feel that smoke and that swirl of your thoughts just being drawn slowly or quickly into her hands. Into that space where she's cupping her hands open and ready to hold them for you. Drawing those thoughts out more and more, maybe quicker and quicker in puffs of smoke. And once the smoke goes into her hands, just imagine it staying, floating, and calming there. Maybe it changes colors, or maybe it stills. And you can just let her hold that for you for a while, changing it in a way that's good. And as you do, notice the difference between tension and relaxation. Notice the ease you feel as those last few thoughts float away, wisping away into her hands. And you know that you can send all of your thoughts there and continue to do so. Maybe even before you realize what those thoughts are, every thought goes into her hands to calm and soothe and be further away. Knowing that you're protected from them now. You don't need to think, just let yourself relax. And letting everything go. And as you keep sending thoughts away, you may notice that your mentor can keep them and protect them. And maybe you're realizing that we're both doing that, your mentor and I. In fact, the more that you think about it, maybe there's an aspect of similarity to us. Maybe it's something in how we speak or or disposition or something, but you can start to notice those similarities more. And maybe there's a way in your mind that we kind of merge or shift from one to the other. And knowing as that's happening, that's okay. It's okay to let her become me for a little while. Because you know I'm in this teaching role right now. And I'm reflecting the light of all those positive qualities from her into me and bouncing off and reflecting into you. As you continue to let yourself be filled with the light of these words, the darkness growing farther away, the thoughts swirling in my hands, and that's a good and safe place for your mind to be while your thoughts just linger in the palm of my hands. That's good. And letting every thought that appears or feels like it's going to appear just drift into my hands before you even have to think it. Nice and blank. And you know that you come to a space in search of refuge from the stresses and troubles of the day. And you've already noticed how good it feels to be nice and hypnotized and disconnected from the worries of the world. And you know that in this state, it can be very easy to respond, to speak, and even to move around while remaining in a very deep state of trance. And to demonstrate this to you, let's try repeating some affirmations. So I'm going to say something, and you can just repeat it after me. Ready? Good. So repeat. It feels good to be hypnotized. It feels good to be hypnotized. It feels safe to be hypnotized. It feels safe to be hypnotized. I am open to new thoughts. I am open to new thoughts. I am accepting of new experiences. I am accepting of new experiences. It feels good to be guided. It feels good to be guided. It's important to accept guidance. It's important to accept guidance. I just listen and respond. I just listen and respond. I can respond automatically. I can respond automatically. That's very good. And you know, when we think too much, we get stressed. And you deny your own natural, instinctive responses. A mind can set off all kinds of warning signals in a misguided attempt to keep us safe, when really all that does is keep us stuck in our thoughts and unhappy. So when that happens, when we feel those warning signals, it feels so much better to just relax and go with the flow. Just accepting each new experience as it comes, as an opportunity, fully and gratefully. Just letting everything go. Sending every thought that comes and goes into my hands. Good. And knowing that you can just accept and flow with the moment, we're going to show you that you can stay in this deep, quiet, empty place of peace so easily, even as you respond to what I say. That's right. So for right now, just open your eyes and just stare blankly. Good. Now close your eyes and send that relaxation down through your body. Just responding. Open again. Stare ahead. Close. Good. Relax. Following that urge to just respond. Open. So good to let go. Close. So good to just respond. And now sending that relaxation up to your eyelids, so you're making them so relaxed that they just won't open on their own. So relaxed, and you can even try in vain to have those eyelids open, but knowing they're so relaxed, they won't. Until I tell you that you can go ahead and open your eyes, and you can, still nicely hypnotized, knowing that you can just respond and open your eyes now that you have permission to. You don't need to think, you're just being guided, just responding, good. And take a moment to notice what it feels like to be so deeply hypnotized and empty with your eyes opened. Focusing on my voice and just responding. And now we're going to do another relaxation exercise similar to the one we did before. And you can remember how it felt so good, and it feels so good to relax and send all of your thoughts into my hands. Now enjoying that sense of being guided, go ahead and pick up the paper that you have with you and the writing utensil that you laid out earlier. It's okay if that takes a moment. I'll just be right here. I won't let you wander away. Just stay with me while you get that. Still, as everything else gets further and further away and just seems unimportant, focusing on this exercise. And now that you've learned and been taught more, we're going to start to talk about detachment. About how being attached to your worries and your thoughts just causes stress, but learning to let them go caused peace and quiet. And in the same way, we can become very attached to a certain sense of self, who we are, what we believe. But in detaching from that, we allow for new experiences and new ways of being. New identities. So let's try something. I want you to slowly, on the paper in front of you, write your name. And as you write it, I want you to imagine just sending that to me the same way that you send those thoughts. Sending all the worries and connotations and stresses associated with that identity of yourself just onto the paper. Sending them away. Sending them to me. And noticing how good it feels to not have to be that person for a while. Just let go of that sense of self and just be open. Full of possibility. A beginning. And beginning to think about how good it will feel when you really send that to me, sending it off so I can see it. Maybe in a message or an email. How freeing that will be for you. As you're nothing right now, and that can be so promising and good. And then when you've written that down, again, take a moment to enjoy how right it feels to have that old identity out and away for a bit. Good. And knowing that's gone just frees you up to respond even more deeply to my wise guidance here. Letting yourself just be reformed and remade. The more content self. And of course, there are other things in life that give us stress or tension. A common one that people talk about is money. Just the constant worry and stress about if we have enough and what we should do with what we have. How attachment to money causes so much pain and suffering in the world. You may even feel a bit of that stress yourself as I talk about it, kind of swirling around where everything was really peaceful and blank a moment ago, but money is stressful. And it makes sense if it causes you some stress. But that's okay. We're about to make that better. So what I want you to do for me is write down on that paper the name and number of the bank accounts that you have. And as you do, feeling those worries and concerns begin to dissipate. Knowing that you're giving that to me. Knowing that all that tension can just run out as soon as you write that information down. And realizing as you do with a happy dawning wisdom that the more that you write down about those accounts, the better that you feel as you just get all of that out onto the paper and away. Maybe you can put down how much money you think is in those accounts or credit lines. Maybe you even have a card or routing number memorized. Feeling even better with every bit of information that you write down and that you get away from yourself as you let all that stress go. And you can feel so euphoric and light, knowing that you're not responsible for that right now. That you're giving it to me. And again, thinking about how much better it will feel when you actually send that information to me. Thinking about opening an email or a message and how good that would feel just to send that far away to me. How nice that will feel, how calm. Just to not have to deal with it and let it be away. Detaching with love and just staying with that thought and idea for a moment. That's very good. That's exactly right. Good. And as you do, start thinking about it. You can start to remember that.
Hey, wait. No. That's a terrible idea. You don't want to send me your bank account number. So probably if you have hypnotic safety suggestions, you may already have come up out of trance. But if you haven't, go ahead and just let those or your own sense of self-preservation just start to kind of bring you up out of trance at a pace that feels comfortable to you. Knowing that you don't actually want to send me any of your information, so please don't do that, because I don't want it. Also knowing that you can remember everything from this trance easily and effortlessly, even when we kind of reset you in a moment. And just in case you need any help coming up, you can start to feel yourself coming up at the kind of 5, 1, 2, feeling your body filled with energy, 3, kind of wiggling around a little bit more, 4, coming almost all the way back up, at 5, you're wide awake. Okay, so now that you're awake and out of trance, go ahead and find that mental picture we took all the way at the beginning of the file, and just let yourself reset to that. You can feel free to keep any feelings or sensations that you like from this, but everything else is just going to reset the way it was before you listened. And give yourself a few moments just to adjust. Good. Able to easily let go of any suggestions or thoughts from this recording that wouldn't be good for you to keep. And still able to remember everything that happened. If you'd like, you can even go back and listen without falling into trance, if that sounds interesting for you. Good. Okay. And go ahead and move around if you need. That's all perfectly fine. Whatever you need to get yourself adjusted back to the world. So this was a weird little idea that's been poking around in my brain for a few months. And I'm kind of curious about how this file affects people and who enjoys it and who doesn't and why. So if you are listening, please feel free to send me a message on my SoundCloud or my Tumblr. Anonymous messages are fine. I'm just mostly really curious. I may even give this idea another run through in the future if I can find another way to do it better or in a more interesting way. And also feel very free to share this with others if you did like it. Just please keep all the warnings and the safety information and stuff as part of it. All right. Well, I do appreciate you listening to this, and thank you so much.